Governor Sean Parnell used a speech to the Alaska Support Industry Alliance on Friday to announce the change in policy. He noted that Alaskans have been waiting on natural gas from the North Slope since Prudhoe Bay was initially discovered back in 1968. Over the years, there have been a number of proposed projects to use a pipeline to move the trapped North Slope natural gas to markets in Canada and the lower 48 states. However, none of those projects have ever been developed, and the gas remains trapped. Governor Sean Parnell recently shifted the state's focus to an in-state pipeline that would terminate at a liquefied natural gas plant. During Friday's speech, Governor Parnell confirmed that movement towards that end has been made.
The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation's Board of Directors voted to create a subsidiary with the intent to participate in the Alaska LNG project with the producers, TransCanada, and Alaska's Departments of Natural Resources and Revenue. For the first time in Alaska's history, all the necessary parties have aligned to make an Alaska gas line project go. Three producers, a preeminent pipeline builder, AGDC, an entity that can carry whatever state interest is required of it, and state agencies responsible for the people's royalty and tax interests.
During Friday's speech, the governor asserted that the way forward in getting the trapped natural gas to market will now be done on Alaska's terms.
We have agreed to amicably terminate our involvement with TransCanada under AGEA, but sign up with TransCanada in a more traditional commercial arrangement along with the producers and AGDC. The reasons for signing up under a traditional commercial agreement with TransCanada start with TransCanada's willingness to meet Alaska on Alaska's terms. First, TransCanada agreed to a debt equity structure that guarantees Alaska's interests are protected. Second, TransCanada is the preeminent pipeline builder operator in North America. Third, they know this project well, having worked on it for years. Fourth, AGDC and the producers are willing to move forward as a group with TransCanada to commercialize Alaska's gas. And fifth, TransCanada's participation reduces the state's cash commitment and increases the state's return.
Governor Parnell confirmed that he expects a commercial agreement for the Alaska LNG project sometime very soon. That agreement would be signed by Exxon, BP, ConocoPhillips, TransCanada, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, as well as the commissioners of the Departments of Revenue and Natural Resources. Governor Parnell says that agreement would be subject to a review by the Alaska legislature.
Additionally, I will ask legislators to take up legislation addressing how the state will manage its gas resource. Our proposed legislation would authorize DNR to modify certain leases and allow the state to enter into shipping agreements to move and sell Alaska's gas. The legislation will also ask lawmakers to switch from a variable net tax to a flat gross tax for North Slope gas. It would allow certain leases to pay production taxes with gas and enable the Departments of Revenue and Natural Resources to work together to manage the state's gas revenues. Bottom line, we will have an investment quality project when that's complete.
It's unclear what kind of reaction the governor will receive for his plan in the Alaska legislature, but the Senate president says he believes the governor's decision will move Alaska several steps forward in the process. Senator Charlie Huggins says he looks forward to working with the governor and his staff on the new legislation. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.